Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a terrific idea. We have much to talk about. It's been a very exciting weekend, at least for some of us, I guess. But before we sort of launch into our looking backward, we're going to look forward with Zach, who was clearly, he's beat the system. He called just before the program started. He has a minimum weight and a maximum time. Zach, welcome to the program. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a devoted podcast listener, so I'm calling with three things, two of which are relatively trivial and one of which is actually an issue I have a question about.
All right, shoot away. Let's go.
Okay, cool. So one, it has to do with movies.
Okay.
just I've noticed in your reviews sometimes there's I just wanted to talk about or explain rather the difference between like a relaunch and like a continuation of a story. So like, for example, Star Trek just relaunched itself by starting the story over again.
Right.
Right. But in X-Men Days of Future Past, that actually is not a relaunch. That's a storyline that always was meant to happen.
See, I tend to refer to them as sequels, and that way I get out of the whole sort of thing. But it's a good point.
Yeah, I remember you saying the little bit they had at the end of the credits was like one of the more disappointing ones. But actually, that character that they showed at the end is like one of the most exciting ones for comic book fans, which I'm obviously one of.
I was going to say hello, fanboy.
Yeah. So, anyways, I just wanted to.
All right, so wait a minute. So go back and explain who the most exciting creature is.
I don't want to ruin it if anyone hasn't seen it. Do you think enough time has passed?
Yeah, and my guess is that any of the fanboys, number one, have already seen it, and number two, even if they didn't see it, they probably know about it because that's such a hot internet topic. And so for the rest of us who are going like, then you're doing this, you're saving the world from scratching heads.
Cool. All right, so spoiler alert, it's that blue guy they showed, his name is Apocalypse, and he actually comes in and does a lot of awesome things that have to do with time travel and that sort of thing. So the presence of him opens up a whole number of storylines that actually will eventually include the Avengers and all that world, too.
All right, so that would not be a relaunch. That's just a continuation.
Exactly.
Got it. All right, now I've got the terminology. All right, now what would we call Jurassic Park, the new Jurassic that opens this week?
A mistake? No, I don't know.
a dreadful mistake. Ooh.
An interesting bet with Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I can't imagine him in that, but I'll let you know. I'll let you know on Thursday.
And I'd have to see it, too, to tell you. But I imagine it's a continuation.
I would assume so, although who knows. All right, fair enough. All right, so wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. On this basis, would we consider winning the Triple Crown a continuation, not a relaunch, right?
Yes. Correct.
Okay, fair enough. I just want to make sure, you know, one of the ways of committing things is to use them in a sentence. All right, issue number two.
Issue number two is music.
Okay.
You had mentioned Beethoven's Berlioz.
Right.
And you sang bum 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 bum, which is actually Mozart's Eine kleine Nacht music.
Oh, picky. Fair enough.
I just wanted to let you know. I thought you wanted
fair
to know.
Fair enough. You're absolutely right.
You'd also refer to Beethoven's Ninth, and then you sang da 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 da, which
that's
is actually
Beethoven's Fifth.
Yeah.
No. Because I actually did know that one.
Cool. No, I figured you knew, but I thought.
No, that's all right. It's all right. Absolutely. All right.
And then, so those are the two kind of trivial things. My question about me is, I'm outside to avoid dropping the call. I 2.5 years ago, I lost 105 pounds.
Okay.
And I still to this day have a really hard time seeing myself as I am. And my question is, how can I do that better?
All right, well, I'm not going to answer that question because you took off after me. No, I'm kidding. All right, here's All right. First of all, body image, as I'm sure you're aware, is a really potent factor. And so when you say you see yourself as you were, do you mean heavy?
Yeah, like I will, like a few examples, like if I have like anything hanging over like the waistband of my underwear, like I feel like I'm huge. I'll some certain times catch myself in a mirror and think like I'm protruding, but it's actually my belt.
Yeah, well, let me just take one moment before we go on and sort of deal with the issue of muffin tops, because it's not really our bodies by and large, and I've been doing a study on this, believe it or not. It's the fact that our waistbands are really tight. So if you're wearing spandex jeans or a belt, it's almost like if you take a pipe cleaner, which is a particularly poor example, but if you take a balloon, right? And a balloon, like one of those little slender balloons that clowns use to make kind of crowns and stuff for kids. And if you pinch it in the middle really tight, what you'll have above the pinch is a glob, right?
Right.
Essentially a
right.
muffin top. There's nothing to do with the balloon. It has nothing to do with the shape of the balloon or how much air is in there or whether it's a fat or skinny balloon. It's just that you've compressed below, so anything above is going to bulge. And that's basically what most of us are having for muffin tops these days. It's not that we're overweight or underweight. It's just that if you compress essentially skin that has to be able to expand, because that's where a stomach is. So when you eat food or drink water, it's obviously has to be able to move a little bit. When you compress below it, which is essentially a waistband, above it you're going to have a muffin top. So that's number one. That's for everybody everywhere, which is unbutton your top button, I suppose, as much as anything else. And it's not because they're too tight. It's just because with spandex, it essentially acts as a compression factor. And so anything above it is going to compress. Hence, Spanx. And that's why people wear Spanx, is so that you don't get that compression above. It makes, at some point, you're going to get the compression either above the Spanx or below, but it's not right at the waistline. All right. So when you how did you lose the weight, Zach?
Weight Watchers.
Okay. So are you at a weight that makes you happy right now?
Yeah. Oh, very much so.
Okay. So and how old are you?
I am 31. I'll be 32 in a couple weeks.
Okay. Well, happy birthday in a couple weeks. All right. Thanks. So the deal is here that we're really talking about at least two different, maybe three different factors. I always start with two and always end up with three. Number one is how you look physically. Number two, very likely, is not so much how you look now at this moment, but a fear that you're somehow going to revert to the old Zach weight. So what you're doing is looking at any kind of mild. Anything. It doesn't have to be. It can be a half a pound on the scale, which I suspect you weigh yourself fairly often. It can
be once a week.
Yeah, pants that are a little bit too tight or seem a little bit too tight. Your jeans that have just come out of the dryer. You know, it's not so much how you're feeling at that moment, although that's part of it, but that you're going to revert to your heavier self, and that's fearful. And the third is, and that's probably the place to start, is the internal Zach of understanding as you get older, you're very likely going to put on some weight just because everybody does. It's nearly inevitable. Your metabolism slows down. Your body is just not as efficient a machine. And so if we don't get you beyond this, you're going to spend presumably the next 60 to 70 years being unhappy, and that would be kind of a waste. So I think what I want you to do is do you stand in front of a mirror and look at yourself without any clothes on? Have you done that exercise?
Yeah, I have that. I have four pictures up around my apartment. What I try to do now is, like, before I even look at the mirror, like, think what I think it's going to look like, and then look, and I'm usually my mental image is different from the visual image.
Is it bigger or smaller?
My mental image is almost always bigger.
Okay, which is very common. When you have people who have food disorders, such as eating disorders, when you ask them to draw themselves, or even the exercise, drawing yourself, you'll tend to draw yourself bigger. But there's a great exercise, which I think is much better for those who are not particularly artistic, which is to take a piece of string and figure out how wide, how long, the circumference of your waist. If you have a piece of string nearby, see if you can do that. I'll put you on hold, we'll come back, and you can tell me. Don't measure, just take what you think is the circumference of your waist. If you can do it quickly. If you can't, don't worry. We'll talk about it anyway. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Zach, who's lost in, what did you say, in the last year, 105 pounds. You lost that in a year?
No. I lost it 2.5 years ago, and okay. I lost, at least when I met my goal, and it took me about a year and 8 months.
Okay, so about almost 2 years, which is certainly a lot of weight loss. Could you find a piece of string?
Yes, well, actually, I use my iPhone headphones.
good improvisation, Zach. Okay.
Thank you.
So did you, I'm trying to think how long my iPhone cord is, I suppose. So did you indicate how wide you thought your waist was, and then did you measure?
Oh, I didn't, I haven't measured it, no. I mean, I just wrapped the cord around my waist.
No, you can't do it that way. All right, here's the deal. All right, and you can do this. All right, here's the deal. What you do is you take your cord, you take any piece of string, and you indicate what you think I guess that would be what the circumference of your waist is. So.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right, and then you measure what your actual is, and most people especially people with eating disorders, will make it much wider, much longer than their actual waist is. Okay, so that it won't do it. But hopefully you can breathe. So you can't use your cord anymore because you now know. But it's an interesting experiment. All right, here's the deal.
Okay.
I'm not a dietitian. I'm a psychologist. So my whole thing would be that focusing on number two and number three is where I would have you focus. Number two, which is the fear that I can't keep this weight off, which, as you know, is a pretty not only normal fear, but actually a legitimate fear, because most people do put their weight back on. But you've kept it off for 2.5 years. And what you need to remind yourself is how you lost it, which is presumably eating smaller portions, exercising, minimizing alcohol intake, all the kinds of things that you learn to do. And so when you're sort of saying, gee, I'm not crazy about the way I'm looking, sort of remind yourself that this is not an issue anymore, because I've changed my way of approaching food, my way of approaching life, my way of dealing with my own body. Because if you don't, as I said, here you've done this really amazing thing, and you're not going to get any pleasure out of it, and that would be a shame. Right? So number one is to remind yourself that the likelihood is you will in fact put on a little bit more weight. And maybe one of the places to start is, how much am I willing to tolerate on a yearly basis? Because if you could lose basically 100 pounds in 2 years, then you may allow yourself to put on 2 or 3 pounds per year. Or maybe two or so you have some sense that I'm okay about this, that if I've had an indulgent weekend, that I may be 2 or 3 pounds heavier or 5 pounds heavier, but I know by getting back to my exercise and to eating healthy that I can sort of lose that weight and it's not going to be an issue. So giving yourself, essentially, for lack of a better term, parameters. We're not going to relaunch. We're just going to do a continuation, okay? That's number one. And that's dealing with the fear. And number two is reminding yourself that you are more than the packaging that your heart and soul and brain and everything else comes in, and that gravity is not our friend, and that you may be in the best shape of your life that you will ever be. But that's a good thing, and what you can do is celebrate it and understand how to maintain that. But if you focus exclusively on waist size or weight or body fat, you're going to be an unhappy camper, and that would be a shame. So I think what you have to do, and if what I'm saying is just kind of bouncing off you, if it's Teflon, then you probably need to go and talk to somebody about it, because this can be a distorted body image if you're not careful. And I'd hate for that to happen to you, because it means that food becomes your enemy, that gravity becomes your enemy, that time becomes your enemy, and those are pretty serious enemies, and you don't want them.
Yeah, no, it's not bouncing off. In fact, the very first thing you said actually was very comforting, about like that it's the spandex, because I thought that it may be the spandex, but then I thought that I would be fooling myself to think that. So even just allowing myself to realize that is true is very helpful.
Yeah, and so look at yourself in the mirror and sort of say, and there are certainly lots of I can think of two exercises that will slim your waist that have nothing to do with tightening your belt. And part of it may be that your sense of accomplishment is how many notches on your belt you can tighten your belt. But that's going to add to the problem. That's going to give you, even if you're very thin, I mean, if I don't care if you're a stick, if you tighten that belt tight enough, you're going to have a muffin. For those of you who don't know the terminology, it's that little fold of skin that looks like the top of a muffin around your waist. And all you have to do is tighten something. And you don't even, you know what? You can do it on your arm. You can do it on your leg. Just tighten something and see that you'll get a bulge above. It's just part of when you compress anything. So the idea is maybe a little less compression, a little more self-acceptance, a little bit more the sense that that you are more than your weight, and don't tighten your belt so much.
Sounds good.
All right. So, yeah. But and you know, I'll go back and I actually can tell the difference in music. It's just that the problem about it's like introducing your. I actually forgot my mother's name once when I, you know, when you're trying to keep like three steps ahead of your brain, your mouth occasionally goes south.
Oh,
you get a muffin mouth.
That's true. I didn't think any less of you, Dr. Joy.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the corrections. And I will tell you about. I'll tell you about Jurassic on Thursday. And my pick for, as long as you're here and as long as you're the movie gay, right now, this is just for you, Zach. I had said that I thought Spy was going to be the number one movie over the weekend, and it was. And it's really fun. I mean, I went into it with very minimal expectations, which is probably the way to go to any movie. And it's really a delight. It's funny, and it's just genuinely entertaining. And
maybe
did very
I'll
well.
My belt and go.
There you go, and stay away from the popcorn. The other two movies that I didn't see were, which I have seen since, were Entourage and Love and Mercy. Entourage, if you loved the TV series, it's just people were very disappointed in it. And one of the things about going to a movie in a real movie theater with real people is in the ladies' room, you can always hear what people thought, and people said mediocre at best. I thought it was really the Ari Gold story more than Entourage with Jeremy Piven's. I thought it was basically an elongated TV show. You know, I don't think you cared hugely about any of the characters. They're all cute, and they're all sort of acting in characteristic ways, but it seemed to me much more a TV show than a movie. And you remind yourself how much better most movies are than even good television. And I'm not sure anybody considered Entourage that great a TV. On the other hand, Love and Mercy has got two great performances about Brian Wilson. And the reason to love the movie was a little scattered. It really needed to be a little shorter and a little... They keep going back and forth between the 60s and the 80s, which is a little disconcerting. The music is terrific. And I didn't really realize what an incredibly creative musician Brian Wilson was, because the Beach Boys were always considered kind of bubblegum. But John Cusack and Paul Dano are wonderful, and they both play Brian Wilson. So, but my pick for sheer entertainment would still be Spy. But you'll be haunted a little bit by Love and Mercy. Zach, cool. Go to a movie, loosen your belt. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Thank you.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, 855-993-7569. Scott, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Pleasure to talk to you. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, thank you for all.
No, but it's, I thank you. I listen every day. I just found out, and I didn't know this, and I'm a long-time American, about I'm going to pay homage to all those who guard the tomb of the unknown soldiers. And if you look at their regime every single day, day and night, and as we're sitting here, there's someone out there guarding that tomb. And that's just what other Americans know about what they do for us.
Well, I certainly agree with you. Did you go to Washington or did you go to Arlington or something?
A friend came by and he just came back, very dear friend, and I didn't even know about it. And if you look at what those people, it's an elite group, of a member of the Army, and what the requirements are, and what they actually do. They're there right now. And if you do research, could you please share that with the rest of America? I'd appreciate it. That's what my call's about.
Sure. I absolutely will. Have you ever been to Arlington?
I have not.
You should. You should. It's an amazing experience. I mean, first of all, it's amazing.
Did you know that this person know every single grade location of the VIPs? It's a requirement of the Guard, and also just the regime. If any of those who aren't aware of what people are doing right now for our country, I'm sorry to bring just proud moments. These people are doing it right now.
All right, here we go. I'm just going to tell you that. First of all, you should go to Arlington because it's an amazing experience, and you have Kennedy's grave with the eternal flame, and seeing those row after row after row, it's really upsetting, but very sobering. You should also go to the wall. But it turns out that almost every country has a Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and they do the same thing where they're 24 hours, 7 days a week. It says, I'm just reading it to you, serving at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier was a defining period in the lives of tomb guards. Although tomb guards come from every state in the United States, walk of life, they are forever bonded through their shared experience. A strong bond was formed through an extremely demanding and humbling experience. They're hand-picked, rigorously trained. The duty at the tomb is not for everyone, with the majority of soldiers who begin tomb guarding training failing. They describe their service... as a privilege and an honor, and are undeniably proud. They are part of an unbroken chain.
The requirements are after.
Yep.
No drinking and no swearing, or your badge can be removed from you.
And this has been going on since 1926.
Correct.
So the ideals become the guideposts for their lives. The Sentinel's Creed is the tombstone. The 99 words of the creed capture the true meaning of their duty. You will often hear the words line 6 proudly uttered by tomb guards as they converse with each other or their chain of command. They're part of the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, the Old Guard, the oldest active infantry unit in the military, in service to the U.S. since 1784. Let's see, I'm just trying to see if I can find the creed for you.
Thank you.
Let's see if I can find it. There are 3 tomb squads, 1st, 2nd, 3rd release, each 5 to 8 soldiers, organized based on height, so the tomb guards are similar in size during the changing of the guard, although the sergeant of the guard can organize reliefs based on operational needs. Okay. The mission is be responsible for maintaining the highest standards and tradition of the United States Army and this nation while keeping a constant vigil at this national shrine, and whose special duty is to prevent any desecration or disrespect directed toward the tomb. They must volunteer. I'm just trying to find what the 2-week period.
They do 30-minute shifts, and it's like an extreme regiment. They do it. They pause for 20 seconds, and they walk it vigilantly, and it's 24/7, which is amazing to me.
They have a basic knowledge of the tomb. Let's see. I'm just trying to. So it's. Let's see if I can find the creed. It doesn't look like they have the creed. Let's see. So let's see if I can find unknown soldier requirement. Let's just see if I can find creed for you.
But the members, that it's an elite membership. There's about 600 only since it started that have actually can wear that medal on their lapel.
Yeah. Well, there. Let's see what it says. Tomb. Here, I found creed. Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Here we go. All right.
Go ahead.
My dedication to this sacred duty is total and wholehearted. In the responsibility bestowed on me, never will I falter. And with dignity and perseverance, my standard will remain perfection. Through the years of diligence and praise and the discomfort of the elements, I will walk my tour in humble reverence to the best of my ability. It is he who commands the respect I protect, his bravery that made us so proud. Surrounded by well-meaning crowds by day, alone in the thoughtful peace of night, this soldier will in honored glory rest under my eternal vigilance.
And I thank all Americans for hearing that.
Okay. It was written in 1971.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the vigil. You want to hear that as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay. In measured steps, he makes in rounds, the click of heels, the only sounds. He stands erect, so straight and tall, with pride and dedication, responds to the call. With deep affection, his vigil keeps over those who forever sleep. He responds not to the visitor's stare, maintaining his vigil as if in silent prayer. In the morning's twilight hours, his watch becomes like cathedral towers, reaching from earth to heaven above, a lasting tribute to one man's love. As time and seasons come and go, his vigil remains for all to know that beneath the sacred Arlington sod lies three buddies known but to God. Okay? They have a couple more here, but apparently it's inspired a number of poems. Let me just tell you this one, because it was written in 1866.
Okay.
Beneath this stone repose the bones of 2,111 unknown soldiers gathered after the war from the fields of Bull Run and the route to Rappahannock. Their remains could not be identified, but their names and deaths are recorded in the archives of their country, and its grateful citizens honor them as of their noble army of martyrs. They have a Confederate memorial. There you go.
As I understand it, President Reagan initiated, and if you look at who entombed the bodies of the various presidents, it's very interesting.
All right, well, listen, you guys can Google unknown soldiers, and there's lots of stuff about it. But, I'm glad that you called our attention to it. And
Hear about that?
Well, if you go to Arlington, you do.
Right, right. But I just, my eyes were wide open when I just found out about it, thanks to my friend Cliff. But, it's very interesting. People care.
Yeah, it really is. And if it's, I've actually seen the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, believe it or not, in a number of different countries. And it's always a very sobering sight because,
certainly,
exactly as you say, that the soldiers who are deployed to that, volunteer for that duty,
right,
take it very, very seriously. And there's always this sense of reverence and honor and dignity about it, and it's as I said, I've seen it in Nova Scotia, I've seen it in London, I've seen it in Denmark, Sweden, that almost every country, because it is something. It was really interesting
Quite humbling.
And I think that there is it was really interesting to be in New York during Fleet Week, which was a couple weeks ago, because this is a big bustling city, but I cannot tell you how many times I watched people these were sailors, it was the Navy, saying,
right,
thank you for your service. So I think as a country, that it's good to be reminded, but I think we are grateful to people who are willing to have their lives disrupted so our lives aren't.
And I know that I am, and I do. And I've been to South Seaport in Manhattan, and I have seen the tall ships, as they call it. And it is humbling,
yep,
again. But I want to just,
yep,
open your eyes, Americans, and just, you know, be proud.
All right, there you go, Scott. Thank you for your call, sir. And look, I want you in the next couple of years to get... Where do you live?
I live in Franklin, North Carolina, Western Mountains.
Well, you're not very far away. Just, you know,
no.
I want you to get to Arlington. I wouldn't go in the middle of the summer because it's
hot.
There are a lot of tourists. But this fall is a great time to go. And make sure you go to, certainly to Arlington, go to the Wall, which is an amazing kind of thing as well.
I come from Montpelier, Vermont. My father was in the Coast Guard.
There you go.
I ended up in Western North Carolina, and it's beautiful.
All right, just get yourself to D.C. I think the city itself is inspiring, especially
absolutely,
for an American. But and go
absolutely
to all the museums and Ford Museum, and then you can call in and you can call the program and tell me what your favorite thing in D.C. was, which I probably already know. All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, not a good thing to be reminded. And for those of you, this is the 150th anniversary of Gettysburg. So if you haven't ever been to Gettysburg, it is really one of those. I mean, look, as an American, listen, I love traveling abroad, but see the United States. Go to Arlington. Go to D.C. Enrich yourselves about who we were and who we've become. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, as I said, it was an incredible weekend. So you didn't watch the horse race, huh? You didn't watch the
No, I missed it. I mean, I certainly heard about it after it.
It was sort of quite accidental. I mean, I realized it was coming up, and I realized that that American Pharoah had the opportunity to win the Triple Crown, which was, what, the first time in, like, 27 years or something?
37 years.
Was it 37 years?
1978 was the last one, Secretariat.
Yeah. Secretariat, gosh, what a great horse. But I ended up sort of watching it quite accidentally. I'd forgotten it was on, and sort of all of a sudden someone was saying race, and I got to watch it. And, man, you know, I mean, a triple crown? I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah, it's a hard thing to do, obviously, first of all,
it was a much longer race than I remembered.
Yeah, it's the longest, I guess. Of the three.
Well, and you could feel it. I mean, there were a couple of, I mean, basically, American Pharoah was ahead from really the beginning, but not by very much, and looked challenged a couple times, and then in the last whatever it was, just poured it on, and like it was like nobody else was anywhere near. He won by a lot. It was great. Yeah. It was really terrific.
Yeah.
And did you see that Victor Espinoza, who won it?
Yep.
Yeah. That apparently he usually gives a certain percentage of his winnings to City of Hope Cancer, mm-hmm. Cancer Treatment Center in California. He donated apparently all of his winnings for this one.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And apparently the owner is going to donate some as well. But, I mean, it was if you haven't watched the race, folks, my thing about horse racing is very limited. I basically went to a dog race once, which are very different than horse races, because basically the first dog out always wins. And I had to, like, buy, you know, a scorecard and everything. Everybody has had them, right? And so horse race, but there was actually, my first experience with a horse race was actually in California. I think it's called Golden Gate Fields, and they named a horse race after me, which, you know, I thought was very cool. And so I got to be down on the track, like in the center. I can't remember what they call it. You can tell I'm not much of a, but I mean, it's if you ever get a chance to be down on the track during a horse race, do it, because it's unlike any other experience you'll ever have. Literally, the ground moves underneath your feet. I mean, horses are huge animals, and when you have 8 or 10 of them and they're all galloping around, literally, I mean, it's an amazing experience. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And then my second, I mean, I sort of spoiled. My second was the Kentucky Derby, where I picked a winner one year, which nobody could believe that I did, and I'm screaming, I won. They said, no, you didn't. And I did, and the odds were 82.5 to 1, so $168, $65, something. And someone said, you should have bet $100. I said, it would never have happened. $2 bets are my, if I'm really wild, I go for the trifecta for 5 or something. So it was an amazingly fun race. And if you go to YouTube and you can watch it, it was really fun. And, I mean, that horse just really...
Yeah,
loves to run.
I just watched it on YouTube now.
Did you?
Yeah, I've got...
You can see that horse is just saying, okay, guys, you want to see how I can really do this? It just took off.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And they're talking about having the horse race again this year, this coming season.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that talk about being intimidated, right? Okay, yeah. I just won the Triple Crown. Could you move over a little bit? I need a little more space. But, it was a very tight race. Until the very end, and then the horse just thought, okay, let me show you what I can really do. And apparently that's partially the jockey. I don't know a whole lot about horse racing, but if you talk to people and know, they say, you know, the horse is part of it, but the jockey figuring out the strategy and what the horse's strengths are and because this was a long race and not peaking too soon. But I don't think anybody watched any of the horses except American Pharoah.
Yep.
So it was pretty exciting. And then... to add to the fun and excitement, we had the Tonys over the weekend, which I assume you didn't watch either, right?
Nope. Was it yesterday?
It was last night, yeah. Alan Cummings and Kristen Chenoweth were the host and hostess. And I thought they did a surprising thing. I thought, in particular, Alan Cummings did a particularly good job. I was thinking, boy, that's kind of an odd pairing. But they actually, it was a very different kind of show than it usually is. And they did, I thought that they had done something which they didn't do, which I thought that they had ended the show with in memoriam, which Josh Groban saying, you'll never walk alone, which was amazing. But they didn't, the visuals didn't work quite as well. But all the people who died this year whenever they do that at the Oscars or the Tonys, there are always people that surprise me that somehow I hadn't quite either known or focused on or remembered that they died. There were a lot of people who died this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I guess that's what happens. You get a little older, and that's what happens. But I thought in general, of all the award shows, I think that the Tonys are the best because they've already practiced. You get to watch all the great musical numbers from all the musicals. Apparently, the only surprise was that Fun Home won as Best Musical, which I always thought it was going to. It just, because it's about something, as opposed to most musicals, which are not. And while American in Paris is sublime, they really... It's more dancing than a musical per se. I mean, it's wonderful, but in terms of real meat and originality and sort of memorable, well, American in Paris is memorable, but it's mostly memorable for the dancing. So that didn't particularly surprise me. And The Curious Incident won, I think each of them, both Fun Home and Curious Incident, both won five awards apiece, which was great. And poor Bradley, although I don't think we have to ever feel sorry for Bradley, but and the kid who beat him just got his diploma from Juilliard last year, a year ago, and he won a Tony. But it's an extraordinary performance. So, and Bradley's doing just fine. But everybody, I'd always thought it was going to be between the two of them, but that the kid would probably win. Every once in a while, because Tony voters tend to be a little older, that they'll say, well, he'll have more time. But it's an extraordinary performance, as was Bradley's. I mean, this was a great year for theater. I mean, some of the best stuff, I think they had 36 or 37 productions that opened. It was, the revenues were up by about 7 or 8%. So it was a great year. If you get a chance and you're going to come to New York, make sure that you either, if you're going to be here for more than a couple of days, what I would do is probably order a ticket for something you really want to see. And then stand in line at TKTS, which is a New York experience anyway, and get day of for half price. That's going to be more of a crapshoot. So pick the thing that you most want to see and then come and stand in line. But this, if there was ever a year to do it, it's this. Because there's just a lot of stuff, and a lot of stuff that's won in the past is still playing. Jersey Boys, Jersey Boys ended the show on What a Night. I mean, it was probably one of the better. I love Neil Patrick Harris as... an MC, but this one was more of a group effort, and the entire, everybody, all the people from all the musicals came out and sang at the end, which is wonderful as well. All right, 855-993-7569. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we will talk about in the next hour. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.